From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura has presided over the latest round of talks on Syria's political transition in Geneva, underscoring the need to preserve a six-week-old cessation of hostilities, shaken by what he called several and serious violations.
I did raise, and by the way, I raised it in each capital, my concern about the deterioration in some places of the security situation. But there have been still incidents and not a bushfire.
De Mistura, who met with Russian, Syrian, Iranian, and Jordanian officials during a break in the proximity talks, promised to go deeper into the issue of a political transition. Meanwhile, a top Syrian official, Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad, told the Associated Press Wednesday the opposition should not go on dreaming of getting President Bashar al-Assad to step down. The UN diplomat met Wednesday with members of the opposition High Negotiation Committee. Government negotiators are due in Geneva by Friday. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee criticized a stream of allegations of sexual abuse by U.N. peacekeepers in Africa. Senator Bob Corker said Wednesday the U.S. is the largest contributor to U.N. peacekeeping operations and expressed disgust at the reports and called into question the competence of the U.N. Secretary General.
What is wrong with him? I mean, is he just so inept that he can't cause a body like this to keep this from happening? Over and over and over again.
Dozens of allegations of sex crimes have been reported, especially in Democratic Republic of Congo and Central African Republic. Allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers and staff rose in 2015. This is VOA News. President Obama Wednesday said the U.S.-led coalition has momentum and plans to keep it in the fight against the Islamic State.
This remains a difficult fight and a complex one involving many countries and different communities in Syria and in Iraq.
He said the IS group is on the defensive and the U.S.-led anti-IS coalition is on offense. He spoke after talks with his national security team at the headquarters of the Central Intelligence Agency, the third such meeting in recent months. Mr. Obama said the IS leadership has had a few bad months, citing the capture of Abu Dawood, leader of the IS chemical weapons program, and the killing of Abu Salah, an IS financier in Iraq. The U.S. accused authoritarian regimes worldwide Wednesday of suppressing their people with, quote, increasing vigor and viciousness to control any activities that might threaten their power. Secretary of State John Kerry presided over the release of the 40th annual Human Rights Report, where he said a global crackdown on civil society has deepened.
This includes the states of Central Asia, where civil society is heavily embattled. It includes Egypt, where I emphasize the importance of distinguishing between violent and nonviolent dissent. It includes Cuba, where President Obama and I urged the authorities to allow more political openness and online access. The human rights reports spell out our concerns on every continent, but the most widespread and dramatic violations in 2015 were those in the Middle East.
He said there the confluence of terrorism and the Syrian conflict caused enormous suffering last year. Police along the Greek-Macedonian border fired tear gas at a crowd of migrants stranded in Greece, trying to pull down part of the fence that separates the two countries. Witnesses said the protesters threw stones, but no arrests were made, no injuries reported. International Monetary Fund experts meeting in Washington say the risks of financial instability have risen in wealthy nations and remain high in emerging ones. Vitor Gaspar is director of the IMF Fiscal Affairs Department.
Far-reaching trends are shaping today's global outlook, and a very important trend is the weakness of global growth, the weakness in global economic activity.
The IMF's Jose Vinales also said recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors. Polls are closed after 3 days of voting in a referendum in Sudan's Darfur, whether to consolidate the region's five states into one. The ballot was boycotted by rebel groups saying the outcome would be rigged. Asian markets soared to four-month highs Thursday, buoyed by rallies in New York and Europe, positive trade data from China, and Singapore's unexpected easing of monetary policy. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.